Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Ah, jeez. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepared. So I'm kind of chuckling because first thing I asked Jason was, so, Jason, do you have your finger on the rerun button, you know, while you're waiting for me to connect in the morning? And so he has something ready to go, but he doesn't have his finger on the button. He says he's got, you know, within 30 seconds he can bring up a rerun. And that's great to know. That's great to know. So Jason is on top of it. And, Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. And how long have we been together, Jason? Years, right? Yeah. Do you know about how long we've been together? I haven't written it down. I have not written it down on my calendar. So if you would think about that and let me know maybe during the break, or if you just want to jump in, I'd love to hear how long we've been together. Jason does an excellent job. Gwyneth is with us, live in Australia, United States only, full-time radio correspondent in Australia. Not only that, she lives off-grid, has no connection to the utilities, meaning electric, gas, water, sewer system, those kinds of things. None. She does it all herself. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really well. By the way, did I say that right, Gwyneth? No connection to the systems.
Except for telephone, obviously.
Well, you're not connected except wirelessly.
Yep.
Except, wirelessly.
And also internet, which is through the telephone.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
So that's it.
So, Gwyneth, all right. So I owe you the back cover and the introduction, which I plan to finish today. That's my plan. And I'll email that to you, and you'll be able to get it through the telephone. Now, when you wrote another manuscript this morning, this morning's class, your talking points, and it's now did you type that on your telephone, or did you use your telephone as a hotspot? How did you do that?
I opened up my, you know, I've got an iPhone. So anyone who has an iPhone, they have this app which is installed on iPhone called Notes. So I wrote it on iPhone Notes on my cell phone.
You type this on that little tiny screen.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Wow. I'm going to do a word count in just a second. I just copied it, pasting it into LibreOffice, and I'm going to do a word count because I don't think anybody else uses their phone the way you do to write manuscripts. I think you're the only one on the planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Gwyneth, would you like to share while I'm doing this, would you like to share with our class what you'd like to talk about? Oh, here it is, word count. Here it is, word count. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not too bad, Gwyneth. 632 words. 3,361 characters. 632 words.
My index finger must have been hammering it.
Well, it's three pages.
Some of those.
You know, I just dropped
some of those
it.
Some of those words are typos as well, which meant, and with notes for whatever reason, you can't just go back and fix an individual letter in a typo. You have to retype the whole word. So sometimes, you know, I would have a typo and I would have to go back and fix the whole word. And then I had to proofread it. Because I don't think you'll see many typos in there. And, so it's something where it's not even that simple. Because, like I say, it's a small screen and it's not so easy to get the letter that you want. Like, it's amazing how often it types in SND instead of AND, for instance. So you go along and you just miss it, and then you've got to go back and read it to actually realize what you've done. So, yeah, but that's, but today's topic is just basically life on the farm and the seasonality of things and how things go according to the season, because we're changing from, at the moment around here, which we're right at the point of changing from autumn to winter. And in fact, there's supposed to be a front coming through. I think it went through late this afternoon, probably right on sunset, and we got a shower of rain, and I think that was the front going through. And I went on the bom.gov.au website, which is a Bureau of Meteorology, and it showed this rain band and then not much else. So I thought, oh well, there we go. But I knew that the rain band was coming through, and it came through just as I was going inside from getting the wood. So I've decided that I've done enough digging and planting for the day, and that I better get some firewood, because I knew I could see that there was a rain band coming through. But it wasn't a normal looking rain band. It was you have snow where you are, don't you, Vincent?
Absolutely.
You know when a snow cloud comes through and it has this grey, flat, flaky appearance. You know what I mean? Anyone who lives in a snow area knows what I'm talking about. And I grew up in Rotorua in New Zealand, and we would get a snow shower maybe about once every 5 years. And the sky would go this particular colour and texture. And it's like it's a very, very flat grey. And it's like I say, that the word that I use for it is flaky, and it's just sort of like it's a really snow-looking cloud. And anyone who's been in an area where it snows on a regular basis will be able to look at a cloud and say, yeah, that's a snow cloud. Well, this kind of looked like this, but not quite. And I heard on the news that there was going to be snow down to 900 metres. That might surprise a lot of people to think that you could have snow in Australia, but actually we do. We have snow in Australia most years in the alpine areas. And the alpine areas for us are only maybe about 3 hours drive away. So, and then if you drive up into the mountains, then they actually have ski resorts up there. They have such regular snowfall that they've built ski resorts up in the mountains, which really surprises a lot of people. But yes, we do have ski resorts in Australia. We have mountains, but we don't have the tall alpine, or we do have alpine climates, but we don't have the permanent snowcat that you have in a lot of other parts of the world. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, but anyway, it was this sort of cloud that came through, and they said that there's going to be a significant temperature drop after the front comes through, and that's going to be the real start of winter around here. You're not going to get any more or many more of these sort of balmy autumn days that we've been enjoying probably for the last couple of months. And you know something, Vincent, that sort of weather is absolutely lovely. But it has to come to an end, and I know that very, very soon here it's going to get really, really cold. And so what I've been focusing on is putting in crops that can handle that sort of cold. Crops like mangle beets, which are a beetroot that grows to between 5 and 10 kilograms. I think I mentioned them on air before, that any sort of beet will do really, really well in a cold climate. They seem to love it. And what they really love is the fact, you know those white cabbage butterflies? Those white cabbage butterflies, they hate the cold and they die in the cold. And they're not there in the cold. And they love all sorts of beets. And because they're not there, the beets really get a chance to do their thing. And also broad beans are the other thing I've been planting. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're talking about the beets and the mangle, M-A-N-G-E-L. Space B-E-E-T, and they have kind of reddish ones. They've got the fodder beets. They've got the mammoth red, and there's just a couple, and the heirloom yellow. And they're huge.
Yellow Eckendorf, I think mm-hmm. you say that. Yellow Eckendorf is the one that I've been planting lately, and I prefer the yellow beets because I grew up with a mum and dad who grew normal beetroots. And I got used to beetroot staying. And mum was very, very good at pickling them. You know, beetroots of more tennis ball size proportions. But she would pickle them. And boy, they tasted delicious, but you didn't want to get any on your shirt front because you would never ever get the stain out. So that's why I prefer planting the yellow ones, because they don't stain. Does that make sense?
I'm looking at a picture of a mammoth red mangle beet. This thing looks like it weighs 40 pounds. It's easily 3 feet long and about the diameter of a person's head. No kidding. I mean, I'm pretty sure that that's close to a record. But we know that they were fed to livestock in the 1800s. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I just wanted to ask you just a slight detour. Our classes, our radio broadcast classroom, those who are in attendance today are listening to a couple farmers, you and me, and we talk about survival, we talk about preparedness, we talk about our lifestyle, we share the details of, you know, what it's like living the way we do, and it's not easy. It really is not easy. The work day, there's no lunch break. There's no morning coffee break. There's no afternoon coffee break, unless we decide that we're too exhausted to continue and we collapse and sit down and make some tea or coffee or have a bite to eat and go right back at it. There's no set schedule. The work day is not over at 4 o'clock or 4:30 or 5 o'clock. We work as we need to, for as long as we need to, and even into the night. And sometimes by candlelight, as it were, we figure out what we need to do for tomorrow and the rest of the week and the rest of the month, etc. And we figure out that if we think we're going to be cold 9 months from now, or 6 months from now, we gather firewood and stack it and so forth. And if we think we need water, we need to, you know, in the future, we need to take care of that. And, you know, that's kind of our lifestyle. So, Gwyneth, reflecting as where we are today in today's society, and looking at the lifestyle that you live in, and in Australia, and I live in Missouri, in the United States of America, would you switch for being an urbanite?
No. Never. Never. Because I'll tell you why. People in cities are in so much trouble. And they don't even realize it. And, all those, to use a farming analogy, all those chickens are coming home to roost, and they're coming home to roost right now. And earlier on in the week, I sent you some news articles that describe exactly how that's happening here in Australia, that electricity prices are set to go through the roof, and other utility prices, so gas that's piped gas into people's houses is also going to go sky high, and, all other utilities, they're all going up and up and up and up, and water costs as well, which in Australia, it's actually written into our constitution that you shall not charge for water here in Australia for a water supply. But the globalists seem to ignore the fact, that little fact, that that is actually written into our constitution, that you shall not either license or charge for water supplies. Anywhere here in Australia, we should have free water as a constitutional right. But of course that doesn't happen, because they've got a grid. And, they've got to pay for it somehow, and they've got to make a profit off it. Because, they don't care about us. But with me, I have my own water supply. And so I learn how to monitor my own water use, and I make sure that I don't use too much water. And if I did use too much water, I would run out, and then I would be in a real pickle. And I could get a water tanker to come and deliver me some water, but that would be very, very expensive, and I don't necessarily have that money. So I have my own water tank, and as you say, I collect water off my roof, and it flows into a big cistern, and when that cistern overflows, then it flows into another cistern. And so I have at the moment, they're full, and it's the beginning of winter, and they're full. And so I have about 40,000 liters of water stored. And that will see me through, not only through the winter, but also through next summer. And probably I will only get through about half of one of those tanks to last me through the whole summer.
Yeah. And most urbanites have whatever's remaining in a 2-liter bottle of soda.
Their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Author J.D. Vance won Ohio's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
Vance will run against Democrat Tim Ryan in November. Trump's endorsements are 77 wins, 0 losses in Illinois and Ohio. After Tuesday's Supreme Court of the United States draft leak, illegally obtained by Politico, indicating Roe versus Wade may be on its final days, President Biden, without mentioning the lives it would save, talks about the impact of unwanted pregnancies.
Look, the idea that concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Any change to Roe versus Wade would not eliminate abortion. It would make states the deciding factor in America. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
On May 15th and through the early morning of May 16th, the full flower moon will enter Earth's shadow, causing a total lunar eclipse that will be visible from the majority of the Americas. Again, that's May 15th, starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. As inflation is wrecking the American economy, Deutsche Bank reported last week there's a 50-50 chance the inflation will nosedive into a recession in 2023. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor this week.
Inflation's hit a staggering 8.5% on Democrats' watch as a result of Democrat policies. Last week, the Commerce Department announced that personal consumption expenditures climbed at their fastest rate this past year since 1982, 40 years ago. Americans are paying 10% more on groceries than they were a year ago, about $1.25 more for a gallon of gas. In every aisle of the supermarket, in every big box store, the prices families pay for essentials have skyrocketed. As the owner of a coffee house in my hometown of Louisville put it, we're trying not to pass on too much to the customers, but it comes to a time when you just have to. The owner of a long-standing butcher shop nearby said, quote, "We're all holding our breath." That goes for small business owners and shoppers alike.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just want to give you a quick update. Tomorrow we'll be talking about an appliance nightmare. Now, you probably won't believe it, but that's what's happening to people who bought late model appliances. USA Prepares instructor Kevin warned us not to do it. I've warned people not to do it. And here it is. We'll talk about that tomorrow. On Friday, we're going to be talking about a blockbuster. This is terrifying. I'm not going to share what it is, because if I do, we may get cut off. And you'll understand why on Friday. when we talk about it. Gwyneth, I was saying that most urbanites probably have whatever's left from a 2-liter soda bottle as a liquid to drink as compared to water in the refrigerator. That's probably what they have. And you're talking about thousands of liters of water that you keep in storage, you know, when you can get it, you know, when it rains, you collect it and save it as if it's valuable. And it is, because you die without it in just a few days. So this lifestyle that we live, choose to live, no one's making us do this. That we independently chosen to live like this. Most of the USA Prepares instructors live this way, because we figured out that this is the best way to survive. And it's absolutely true, because without electricity, the urban centers will descend into chaos within, I'm thinking, 48 hours. It will be the equivalent of lawlessness within a few days. That's what I see. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree there. And the thing is that here in Australia, they're still being putting it out in drips and drabs through the news media that to try and get people's attention without scaring the sheep into a stampede. And, you know, there have been people paying attention because the property market in regional areas here in Victoria has absolutely gone bananas over the last 2 years. And that's been people literally fleeing the cities. This is it. And, you know, it's really been quite amazing to watch it happen. And a block of land next door to us, the same size as our land, but undeveloped. So, I mean, it's got a shack on it. It recently sold for, I think, about $140,000 or $150,000. And that's for 20 acres of undeveloped land, no grid connection, no possibility of a grid connection, you know. So it's not like that the electrical line runs past the gate and that I've chosen not to connect. There is no electrical line. And there's no water, there's no steam water running past the front of the block. And, you know, I don't think, they say, oh, yeah, well, we're going to put the steam water through and all that sort of thing. I don't think that they will in the near future now, because things are heading into a total systemic collapse. And, I don't think that there's the population here to support that, you know, because they would have to bill people for that water. And I don't think that there would be enough population through here to justify the millions of dollars that it would cost to put a water line all the way out here just for a handful of households. I don't think that would ever be economical. But yeah, this is it. So $150,000, and that land 9 years ago, because I met the buyers. And they said, well, how much did you pay for your land? And I said, well, 9 years ago, I paid $125,000 for my land. And that had a house in it, and it had a water tank. It didn't have a water supply, so it didn't have an electrical supply, and it didn't have a water tank on the gravity tower. So it had a gravity tower, but it had no tank on the gravity tower. So I had to organise that before I could get water in my tap. You know, so I had to do all that. And I had two young teenage or preteen come. They grew up through their teenage years here. And it took us, you know, just a matter of maybe a few weeks or a few months to get a gravity tank onto that tower and to get water in the taps. And that was a big day. That was a good day. And but before then, we were, you know, going out and filling up water bottles from the tank, and we were bringing them inside, and that was our water that we were using during the day. This was 9 years ago, and I didn't have them in school. I was suffering from PTSD from years of living with pedophiles around the corner who were stalking my sons, and I was, you know, in a real state from that, and I was just calming myself down and trying to get myself together, and I distracted myself away from the PTSD by beginning to put in a chicken pen and beginning to put in a vegetable garden. And also I tried farming alpacas, and that didn't work because it's the wrong soil and it's the wrong type of vegetation here for alpacas, so they didn't last very long. But I eventually got a horse, and I began driving him and riding him, and all of these things helped to distract me and to heal me. And now I would say that I have minimal PTSD symptoms. But any that sort of symptom that I had, because my sons were getting stalked for years by pedophiles, and the police were protecting the pedophile. And that's what they do. That's why they're there. And these particular pedophiles had government connections. And, you know, the police are not there to protect you and to protect me. They're there to protect pedophiles. And they're there to protect government-connected people so that they can do whatever nefarious things they want to do in this world. But I had to distract myself away from that. And how I did it was by becoming a farmer. So if there's anyone out there... Oh, yeah, and in Victoria and in the rest of Australia, as far as I know, the property market is in a state of, I don't know, you know, you pay $1 million for a two-bedroom row house in an inner suburb of Melbourne, and then, you know, you're buying into a trap because the Reserve Bank of Australia has just raised interest rates, and that means that everybody's mortgage... I heard this on the radio and I actually went. It's going to make the average mortgage of somebody who holds, you know, one of these, you know, two-bedroom terrace houses in the middle of Melbourne, for instance, which is the housing that's there, it's going to increase their mortgage payments by $500 a month. And when I heard that, when I heard the guy on the radio or the gal on the radio say that, I actually winced and I went, oh, no. And the very next thought I had was, I am so glad I'm not there. If I held one of these two-bedroom terrace houses, I would be selling as soon as I heard that on the radio that my mortgage payments were going to increase by $500 a month. I would get onto the phone to my local real estate agent and I would list that place. And then after that, I would go online and I would begin searching for rural land. That is what I would do. But fortunately, I don't have to do that because I'm already out here. I don't have one of these, you know, concentration camp barracks, which is how I regard them. It's really quite terrifying and quite sad for all the people who are still there. But if you are in the unfortunate position to hold one of these townhouses, my advice is get out and get out now. Because very, very soon, the money that you owe on that land is going to be more than the place is worth. Because anyone with any sense whatsoever is going to have sold their place and they are going to have gone. They're not going to be there anymore. And I think that Melbourne is in the process of emptying out. There's no two ways about it. And you know, it's been the people with the most sense have bought up most of the small rural blocks of land already. They're gone. And, you try going to a local rural real estate agent and asking for a small holding. You know, that means a small farm. And they will probably laugh at you and say, we don't have any, they've all gone. You know, you'll be very, very lucky even now to get one. And if you can get one, you'll be paying many, many, many times what you would have paid for it. Oh, and by the way, the land value of this land 9 years ago when I bought it, because it had some improvements. It had a house, it had a water tank, and, you know, it had some fencing, but not a whole lot of fencing. I had to do most of the fencing. The land value was $20,000 for the value of the land. That was 9 years ago. And now the value of this land, just the land, no improvements, would be $150,000 over 9 years. And if I wanted to sell this place, I could probably get $250,000 for it. I don't want to, because why would I? I'm happy here.
Well, GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And, class, we've been talking about food prices for months now. Actually, for years. And it is at a crisis point. The government says that food is up 10%. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It's way higher than that. And, Gwyneth, you're talking about living in the country versus the urbans. Back in the mid-1970s, I attended an IBM training class in New York City. And during this training class, our assignment was to design a parking ticket system for the city of New York. Pretty complex problem. And we paired up with people. You would have a partner. And this was IBM, actual IBM branded training for people who were systems analysts. And that's what I was back in the 70s. And the lady that I was partnered with lived in the city. She lived in an apartment in New York City. I lived with my parents. I had just graduated the university with my bachelor's degree. And I was living in rural America. And this gal asked me where I lived. And you know, I mentioned that I lived in a rural part of the country and not too many neighbors and that kind of thing. She thought that that was terrifying. It was frightening because there were no street lights, no police walking around, no ambulances going down the day and night down the avenues. And so I asked her, so where do you live? And she told me she lived in an apartment and she could walk up the stairs to her apartment unit. And I said, how many locks do you have on your door? And she said, five. She had five locks on her door, and she thought that I lived in a scary place where there were no police. And that's kind of, I mean, here in Missouri, in this rural part of Missouri, we have, I mean, there are police in the county, but 45 minutes away. At least a half an hour if they race. How about, so there's no police to speak of where we live. You are your own police department. Gwyneth, so it's dark here at night because there are no street lights, there are no curbs, there's no traffic lights, there's no ambulances, you know, except for emergencies, which are pretty rare. We don't hear aircraft flying over most of the time. And isn't it like that where you are? No street lights, no... It's dark at night, the way it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, it's great. And if I have a light on a path, it's because I put the light on the path. And usually that's so that when I'm, you know, walking around my land in the middle of the night, I can see where the corner of the path is. So because sometimes it's so dark around here, it's absolutely pitch black. And you cannot see when you're walking around outside unless you have a flashlight. And but that's the reason why at a particular place on the path I installed a couple of solar lights so that I could see where the path bent so that when I was walking in the middle of the night that I wouldn't walk into a fence where the corner was. But this is it. But it, the thing is that it's great, but it's a lot of work. And it's pretty physical work. And you've got to be aware of this when you're moving out. And the physical, it's like if you decide, yay, I'm going to become a marathon runner. Woohoo! Let's learn how to be a marathon runner. You are not going to be able to run to the block, to the corner of the block and back. You're not going to be able to run to the corner and back the first day. But the next day, you're going to be a little bit better. You're going to drag yourself out and you're going to make yourself do it. And you're going to be able to get a little bit further down the road towards the corner. And then the third day, you're going to get a little bit further and then so on and so forth. And by the time a few months have gone by, you are going to be running that, you are going to be able to run that marathon, provided that your health stands up and you don't have any other physical health issues that would stop you, you know. But this is it. When people move onto rural land, I think that the thing that shocks them the most is the physicality of the lifestyle, the fact that everything takes muscle power. Even if you have machines to help you, like four-wheelers and that sort of thing, and lawn tractors and that, it's still physical. You're still constantly lifting and carrying and cutting and walking and all this sort of thing, and hauling, you know, pulling, making, doing, everything. Everything takes muscle work, and I think that shocks a lot of people. And that's probably the most surprising thing that people coming from a city face. Does that make sense?
They can't take it. Yeah, they can't take it. Everything's heavy, and it's far. Yeah, they can't.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.